Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. We're going to start a new series this morning. Jesus demonstrates his dominion. How many know Jesus has authority and power? Jesus demonstrates. He doesn't just declare his dominion, he demonstrates it. And I believe, as we began on last Sunday, the resume of Jesus, too many of us are not living in the Zoe type of life. Yes, we're coming to church. Yes, we're working in the church. But are we living outside of the church the way God has given us a right to live? Luke chapter 8. We're going to be spending the next several Sundays working through this chapter. Amen? How many glad to be in church this morning? Amen, amen, amen. I'm not up here to preach to impress y'all. I'm up here to preach to glorify him. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. Here in Luke's Gospel chapter 8, for time's sake, let's jump in verse 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the what? City, a what?
Man.
Now catch this as we're going, because all worship ain't worship up in here.
All right. All right.
Jesus said, if you're going to worship me, you better worship me in spirit and in truth. Though my hands are lifted up and tears are running down my face, that don't mean I'm worshiping him.
All right.
Kareem, work with me. Because as we're going to see, the demons dragged this man to Jesus and bowed down.
Yeah.
Y'all not working with me.
Yeah.
Here in the text, verse 27. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had what?
Devils
how?
Long time.
Long time. And what? Wear no clothes, neither abode in any what? But in the?
Tomb.
And when he saw Jesus, he what? And did what? Didn't I just say, just because you lifting your hands and bow down don't mean that you're really worshiping him? The devils led this man to do that. Can I push it? Every person in here ain't born again. How many know some devils lifting up their hands? I know y'all not working with me right now. I'm right here in the book. As I said, it's not so much we do for the hour and a half, it's what we do for the rest of the time. Amen. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, what? For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had what? Caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. Let's drop down for time's sake. Verse 35. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were what? Departed. The devil's now gone, sitting at the feet of Jesus, what? Clothed and in his right mind, and they were
free.
They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes rounded about besought him to depart from them, for they were what? Taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus, what? Sent him away saying, return to thy own house and show how great things God had done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the great things that you have and you are doing. Now, Lord, as we journey through this series, Jesus demonstrates his dominion. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.